Chattanooga's City Hall Performance Series starts this week and offers a variety of free performances and art for the public to enjoy. I'm speaking with James McKissick, director of the City of Chattanooga's Multicultural Affairs. In the past, City Hall of Chattanooga has had different artwork about, typically the stony faces of former politicians. Mm-hmm. And you're doing something to snazz it up a bit.
What we're doing is really focusing on the arts and culture in Chattanooga, local to Chattanooga. We just want to show the city support for local visual artists, local musicians, theater groups. And we've been working on this project for a while, and we're calling it the City Hall Performance Series. We have performers that are going to be coming in during the day to do performances and play music and instruments and dance, you know, kind of just celebrate all of the wonderful arts community that we have here in Chattanooga.
G's Bend is a play that will be in the Chattanooga Theater Center, but there's going to be excerpts of that shown at City Hall before it even makes it to the stage.
Well, one of the things we're really excited about is the big quilting conference that's coming to Chattanooga. We wanted to be part of that energy. So we are having the G's Bend play there. Segments of it will be at City Hall. Some amazing actors and singers who are local will be doing those segments, promoting the play, but also entertaining the folks that come as visitors to City Hall, but City Hall employees too.
What time will these events take place?
The G's Bend performance is going to be on noon at September the 3rd. About 2 weeks later, we're celebrating National Piano Day. We have a piano that's going to be donated and brought into the City Hall lobby, thanks to Summit Pianos. And we have some young people and adults, wonderful musicians from throughout Chattanooga, who will be playing and performing for about 2 hours.
Will there be a schedule available online of upcoming performances?
There will. We plan to release the schedule next week, and it'll probably be on the city website, but it also will be sent out through the Office of Multicultural Affairs website and our email list. And you can always get information about what we're doing at oma@chattanooga.gov.
So far, you've talked about performances by actors, musicians, dancers. But what about the visual arts, the stationary things that Chattanooga is so known for in public art?
Chattanooga does have an amazing public art collection. It really brings a lot of vibrancy to our city and our neighborhoods. We're working to bring more visual art into City Hall. And we have engaged different groups and different art camps and a lot of youth-focused groups to come to City Hall and to share the work that they do. So far, we've exhibited the North Shore Contemporary Art Gallery. We did an exhibit with their artists. We just had an exhibit of art done by children at the South Chattanooga Recreation Center. Next month, we'll be featuring art from Splash, which is an art group for kids over on the west side. So we have a really good mix of youth programming and also adult and professional artists that we welcome and are excited to have exhibiting in City Hall.
Some of this comes from outreach to the community with other organizations and engaging just the general populace.
Well, and you know, one of the cool things about this is over the past few months, we've been going through a process called Chattanooga Forward. And that is a way to really engage community members in looking at some of the issues that our city faces, like how do we enhance arts and culture? How do we make the most of our downtown? How do we provide fair and equitable housing? The Arts and Culture Task Force has really worked to have conversations and think about ways that we can enhance arts and culture. But we've also had 3 meetings where we had public input. One of the things that would always bubble to the surface was that the public really wanted to see more arts, more performance, and more cultural activities in city-owned buildings and city facilities. So since the public said that's what we want, that's what we're working to offer.
A schedule of that will also be available at your webpage.
It will be, yes.
More information about the City Hall Performance Series can be found online at chattanooga.gov/multicultural-affairs. All performances and art exhibits at Chattanooga City Hall are free and open to the public. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.